Lesson 89. Run. What are the three forms of run?
The three forms of run are run, ran, run.
What's the furthest you've ever run?
The furthest I've ever run is 5 kilometres.
Grow, grew, grown. What does the verb to grow mean?
The verb to grow means...
What are the three forms of grow?
The three forms of grow are grow, grew, grown.
At about what age does the average person stop growing physically?
The average person stops growing physically at about 20 years old.
If you grew tired, what did you do?
If I grew tired, I'd go to bed and sleep, or sit down and rest.
What kind of food is grown most of all in this part of the world?
The kind of food that is grown most of all in this part of the world is corn.
Matter. What does the word matter mean?
The word matter means...
What kind of matter is this book made of?
This book is made of paper.
Do you think that the possibility of another world war is a serious matter?
Yes, I think that the possibility of another world war is a serious matter.
Are you interested in political matters?
Yes, I'm interested in political matters.
Expect. How long do you expect to continue living in the place where you live now?
I expect to continue living in the place where I live now for about 20 years.
In a Callan Method lesson, do you expect the teacher to correct the student's mistakes?
Yes, in a Callan Method lesson, I expect the teacher to correct the student's mistakes.
Tail questions. Tail. Confirm. When do we use a tail question?
We use a tail question when we believe something is true and when we want somebody to confirm that we are right.
How do we form a tail question?
We form a tail question by repeating the first auxiliary verb from the main part of the sentence and putting it in question form.
Give me an example, please.
He is going to go out tonight, isn't he?
Right. Now I will say something, and I want you to repeat it and add a tail question. Remember that if the main part of the sentence is positive, the tail question is negative, and vice versa. He's a young man.
He's a young man, isn't he?
He isn't a young man.
He isn't a young man, is he?
You've got a very nice kitchen.
You've got a very nice kitchen, haven't you?
You haven't got a very nice kitchen.
You haven't got a very nice kitchen, have you?
You can sing.
You can sing, can't you?
You can't sing.
You can't sing, can you?
He'll be afraid.
He'll be afraid, won't he?
He won't be afraid.
He won't be afraid, will he?
They would be hungry.
They would be hungry, wouldn't they?
They wouldn't be hungry.
They wouldn't be hungry, would they?
When there is no auxiliary verb in the main part of the sentence, which verb do we use in the tail question?
When there is no auxiliary verb in the main part of the sentence, we use do in the tail question.
Give me an example, please.
They come every Thursday, don't they?
Right. Legal. If you had the right by law to do whatever you wished, what did you do?
If I had the right by law to do whatever I wished, I'd travel round the world without paying.
Do newspapers have the legal right to print stories that aren't true?
No, newspapers don't have the legal right to print stories that aren't true.
Onto. What's the difference between the words on and onto?
The difference between the words on and onto is that we can use the word on for things that are moving or still, whereas we can use the word onto only for things that are moving.
Do you think you could jump onto the table with both your feet together?
No, I don't think I could jump onto the table with both my feet together.
Have you ever tried to do something like that?
Yes, I've tried to do something like that.
Tie. Do you know how to tie a tie?
No, I don't know how to tie a tie.
Elect. In the past, was the government of a country generally elected by the people?
No, in the past, the government of a country wasn't generally elected by the people.